This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Many of us use life insurance as a means to support our family in case of our unexpected demise. But did you know that you can control how your beneficiary receives that money? You can make it a lump sum payment or small installments spread over years. Learn more about this from certified financial planner Byron Moore on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
I trust my wife completely, he said to me. It's the guy after me that I'm worried about. I've decided to buy a pretty large life insurance policy on myself so that if something happens to me, my wife can keep on raising the kids, this guy explained his reasoning to me. She would have to forego much of her career to raise our kids alone, so it wouldn't be fair to have her have to go back to work later and start all over again just because I died early. So I'm good with all that, he said. But I'm not interested in some dude coming along after me and sweet-talking my wife out of the money that I leave for her and for my kids. How do I keep that from happening? Well, when someone takes out a life insurance policy on themselves, they must name a beneficiary. That's the person or entity that would receive the insurance proceeds in the event of your death during the time that the policy is in force. So imagine that you took out a really large life insurance policy, $1 million, on yourself. Suppose the day after you pick up the policy and pay for it, thereby putting the policy in force, you die in a tragic accident. Soon after, your beneficiary, now your widow or widower, contacts the life insurance company notifying them of your demise. What do you want to happen at that moment? They could send her or him a check for $1 million. It would be tax-free, and then she or he would have a lot of decisions to make. Does she pay off the mortgage? Does he put the money in the bank? Does he take a vacation? Well, if it doesn't sound like a situation that would end well, don't worry. Delivering a lump sum payment to your surviving and grieving spouse is not your only option. When you buy a life insurance policy, you can designate any one of several options of what to do with the money in the event of your death. The lump sum payout is just one of those options. The others include paying your beneficiaries interest only. Of course, that might not be a whole lot of money these days. Or you could pay the benefits over a specific number of years. For example, in the $1 million example we gave a moment ago, that would be $100,000 a year for 10 years. Another option for you to consider would be something called a life insurance trust. This trust could actually be written into your will so that it would not even come into existence unless you died. And you would then name the trust itself as the beneficiary of your life insurance policy. So in the event of your death, assuming that you die while the policy is in force, the death benefits would pay to the trust. Well, the whole idea of the trust would be for it to pay your surviving spouse or family a regular income sufficient to live on while keeping the principal intact. You can have a trust written in such a way as to protect those that you love and keep those with less virtuous motives from getting their hands on the money that was meant for your family. Well, talk to an experienced agent about the policy and to an attorney experienced in estate planning about the trust in your will. Whatever you do, don't leave your intentions to chance. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.